All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Second factor is, how bad do you want to win? And the move, there's one move you have to make. If you believe the Lions can compete for a wild card, that all is not lost, that there are winnable games on the horizon, then there are two players you need to target and acquire one of them by the trade deadline. You either call the Cleveland Browns and you acquire Kareem Hunt, or you call the winless Cincinnati Bengals and you acquire Joe Mixon. That's it. That's all. Now, if you end up at the part where you go, but wait, those are two bad dudes, well, then it's another conversation. How bad do you want to win? That's really what it boils down to. If I'm the Lions, and according to Dave Burkett, I'm not in a fire sale. The Quandre Diggs thing, that was just a simple business decision. Got passed up on the depth chart. Could save some money, get some draft capital. We may buy at the deadline. We like our roster. Okay. Well, you just lost your most important offensive playmaker for the season. Kerryon Johnson is done. So, that needs replacing. The two guys I mentioned, they just happen to have some off-field transgressions. But the similarity is simple. One dude's on a winless team who is in total rebuild mode in Joe Mixon. And the other guy, at best, is a reclamation project who's going to be in a deep timeshare with Nick Chubb. And what I mean by that is, every four carries Nick Chubb gets, Kareem Hunt may get one. So what do you want to do, Lions fan? You can call me up and say, we suck, it's not worth it. I won't argue. You could call me up and say, we are in the mix, we need to do it, I agree. Or you could call me up with the difficult choice. I want to win, but I don't want to win that bad. I think you could get Joe Mixon for a second round pick. You could probably get Kareem Hunt for a three or a four. So ask yourself the question, are we a playoff team, and how badly do we want to win? Because if you believe you are, that's exactly what you need to do. Not bring in some fourth string corner, not go find another guy who's unemployed but used to be a Patriot or knew a Patriot or was babysat by a Patriot. You need a running back. You need a frontline proven commodity because you just lost the only NFL caliber running back you got. 248-539-9797. Mix that in your coffee and tell me how it looks. I mean, again, I don't believe you're a playoff team. But if you do, how do you argue it? I mean, you know what the league is doing. You see how other teams operate. There's no valor award. There's no good guy award. Nobody cares. So if Martha and company don't want to go all the way, they shouldn't own a team. And I think it sends a damning message to its fan base, because its fan base, look, we have to be adults about this. The fan base does not care about bad guys putting on that helmet. They care about whether bad guy is good at football guy. You don't have to like that. And it might not be right, but it's real. So I wanted to mix that in because it's just not a topic I've really heard discussed, and we're all kind of digesting the Kerryon Johnson news. I think both guys realistically could be had. I think both teams they're on are a bit messy. And frankly, Nick Chubb has stepped forward and fully become a superstar. Kareem Hunt could easily be converted into a nice draft pick. Nice bit of draft capital there for the Browns. And John Dorsey has always shown a desire to trade. And the Bengals, forget about it. Winless, hopeless, game over. Go rescue Joe Mixon. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Sal. You want to laugh in my face? It's right there for you.
Give me either of them. Give me either of them. I think it's a move the Lions have to make. And you know what? Frankly, I'm sick of hearing about Kenyon Drake. You know, this is the guy the Lions got to go after. I think Joe Mixon, a change of scenery, would do him well with that joke of an offense and joke of an offensive line he's playing with right now. Change of scenery would do him well. And Kareem Hunt, I think fourth-round pick you could get him for. I think that it would fit because the Browns, they know they're going to have a bit of a situation on their hands. When he comes back, how many touches do they give him compared to Nick Chubb, who's having a good year and a lot of people are high on him? It would just make sense. The Browns would escape from that decision. They would escape from any having to make a big decision about how many touches or whatever, and you could get something for them. I think either of those two guys I would prefer over some of the other names I've been hearing on the running back rumor mill.
Well, isn't it the kind of all-in, bold move Lion fan deserves? I mean, you want to call up and yell and scream and say, I don't want that type of player representing my team, my city. What am I going to say? You can do whatever you want. And I wouldn't be proud of it. But the last time I checked, you haven't won a playoff game since 1991. You haven't won the division since 93. You got a quarterback in his 11th year where it's going to be another wasted year. I don't need to go out and pick up some backup guard. I need a guy that's going to change a paradigm shift. I need a guy who's going to come in here and possibly provide me with a second lease on life. And look, you don't even need the player this week against the Giants. You may not need him against the Raiders. But a couple of weeks, running backs, believe it or not, are pretty plug and play. And this is something where what's good for the goose is good for the gander. There is no award in this league for having the classiest roster. There just isn't. And you can fight it. You can argue it. You cannot be comfortable with it. But then I'm going to ask you again, when's the last time this team gave you any joy? Your job as an owner is you got to go with the flow. You got to do what the competition's doing. Because if trying to be classier or more honorable or more ethical is somehow your goal, you're going to be at a competitive disadvantage in this league. And Joe Mixon, horrible. Horrible transgression in college. The video's out there for everybody to see. I don't know that he's done anything in the pros. So it's like, all right, what do I do? You know, Kareem Hunt, we saw the video. I thought the Chiefs overreacted with the immediate release of him. They probably know things I don't know. Bottom line is he got picked up by the Browns. He's about to come off suspension here in 2 weeks. So what do you want to do? 248-539-9797. See, I say you go out and do it is what I say.
See, it's well, that's the thing, and that's what
you believe they're any good.
In the back of my head, this seems like a no-brainer, and this also seems like just a type of bold move that I don't trust Quinn or the Lions to do.
No,
because it seems like a move that would make sense. You're not giving up a first-round pick, guys. No one's advocating that, but you can give up a third or a fourth-round pick, and most importantly to me, get a guy in Kareem Hunt or Joe Mixon that actually has potential. Potential to impact the game. Potential to be a game-changing running back for you. Not someone like Kenyon Drake. Certainly not someone like Ty Johnson and J.D. McKissick and the current guys that they have. Actually go get someone who has the opportunity and the potential to come in and change the game. And either of those guys, I think, would.
So you got the Notre Dame stuff in the mix, and you got, no, I'm not playing fantasy football here, guys. I'm offering you two guys that are probably gettable. I'm offering you two guys that got a rough story. But it's two guys who might be able to save your season because Kerryon Johnson is done. And you know what? Here's another thing for you. You get Kareem Hunt, you get the option to re-sign him as a part of his contract. You get Joe Mixon, he's under contract. Because I don't think you can count on Kerryon at all anymore. 2 years in, two knee injuries, two lost seasons. Mull it over.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.